This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. When President Obama meets with China's President Hu Jintao tomorrow, trade will be one of the main issues on the agenda. The U.S. trade deficit with China is large, and it's growing, roughly $275 billion a year. But as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, the numbers don't tell the whole story.
The iPhone is an iconic American product, invented, designed, and sold by a California company. But when trade figures are tallied, the iPhone is counted as a Chinese import. That means every iPhone sold here makes the U.S. trade deficit with China grow. How is that possible? For help, we turn to Glenn Fleischman, a technology writer for TheEconomist.com and other publications.
This is an iPhone 4. This is made of dozens or hundreds of components in it, some large, some small.
Those components are made in the U.S., South Korea, Japan, and many other places. But they are assembled into an iPhone in a factory in China.
Just on the back of the main logic board, there's a chip from Samsung. It's got the memory. There's a Cirrus Logic audio codec. There's a Texas Instrument touchscreen controller.
Few, if any, of the important parts are actually made in China. But when the U.S. counts imports, they use the fully assembled wholesale value of a product. Mark Domes, the chief economist at the Commerce Department, acknowledges this approach has limitations, but says there really isn't any other way to do it.
There's just really no practical way to ask companies to break out the value of the goods by country of origin for all the individual components. That just isn't very feasible.
So the total wholesale value of the iPhone, for the 3G, it was about $180, goes on the Chinese import side of the trade ledger. As a result, says Rob Feenstra, an economist at the University of California, Davis, the
U.S. trade deficit with China tends to be exaggerated.
Right now, that annual deficit is more than $275 billion. How much of it can be traced to the iPhone? In a much-talked-about paper, Chinese economist Yu Qingxing took a stab at the figure.
If you look at the manufacturing cost, a China contribution is $6.5.
That $6.50 is the estimated cost of the actual assembly. He says if you use that figure, not the entire wholesale amount, the U.S. trade deficit with China would be about $2 billion less.
Yes, actually, yeah, that's the bottom line.
Some economists dispute his figures, but there's little doubt that the real trade deficit with China is less than the number that shows up in the headlines. Still, Department of Commerce economist Mark Dome says,
even if we think about the iPhone and whatnot, the overall pattern of an increasing trade deficit with China won't be changed by these types of issues.
Fair enough. But as the iPhone example illustrates, accurately measuring bilateral trade flows is complicated. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.